What's going on, guys? Episode 102, and we're coming at you at night now. Someone had to be a big boy and get a big boy job.
Okay. Yeah. Started that this week. And so, yeah, our schedules, we're probably going to be recording later at nights now during the week. But doesn't matter. We're still here. We're still bringing you good content.
Same great content. Some would say better now. We're doing this for going on year two here.
Some would. But we might have some haters after this episode.
Oh, we're for sure having haters. So you might.
I didn't want to put people below me because I don't want them mad. But hey, get a better team.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's all nothing but dynasty today. We're talking Midwest Monsters trades and Midwest Monsters power rankings. Me and Mason started our own dynasty startup last year, first time for both of us, and. You know, this will, even though we're in more this year, this will always be the OG league. So, congrats to you guys.
Yeah, you'll hear about this one. And this one, because we just did one last week, our drafts. And we'll talk about that, you know, here and there on Dynasty Wednesdays. Maybe more of like, oh, like these are trades we've seen go down. So that way you can kind of judge off of, you know, players that you're looking at targeting or trying to get rid of.
Sure. But yeah, main league here. I mean, you know, before we go into the couple trades that went down on draft week, we had a rookie draft last week. Highly recommend doing the Olympic style timings for picks. I had never done it. That was
a lot of fun.
I mean, yeah, even though some people sucked at bags, it all worked out in the end.
I mean, I was kind of upset you didn't put me in the video.
No, because you went first, and I was still trying to get my bearings in. And you just had a quick time. You were too quick for me.
I technically had the third best time, but other people got, you know, subtract seconds for hitting a football. So I did have the third fastest time. You are correct.
Me and you were the only two that that were at our house that weren't in the video. So, oh well. But let's get into it. So the first trade I see took place 9 days ago. So the very first day of our draft. And I see you and Riley. Is that what you're looking at?
Is that the big one?
Oh no, I didn't even scroll back that far. Go get into it. That was before the draft day. So yeah.
Yeah, that was a couple days before. I'm just trying to get there because it was a while ago now.
It was. So I got it pulled up right here. So Mason, so Riley, if you've listened to us throughout the offseason,
all right, I got it now.
Right, to preface this, Riley's already got one of the top teams, and Mason turned his 2 to 3 year rebuild into 1 year, and yeah, this was a win-win for both sides.
Yeah, so I ended up obviously having the 101. It was my 101. I didn't trade for it, but so it was my 101, and you know, it was Bijan. That's who I was taking. I had kind of traded away Kyle Pitts, didn't want two Falcons, but I. You know, Riley needed him. He has Joe Mixon and Josh Jacobs at the moment. And obviously, we don't know what's going to go on with Josh Jacobs. Joe Mixon was up in the air. So he really didn't know what was going to do. And he needed to make a big splash to continue being a top team. So we started talking. What the trade ended up being is I gave him my 101 for this year, for this past year, this past draft, a 2025 first. And Hollywood Brown. And in return, I got A.J. Brown, Nico Collins, Brian Robinson, the 107 for this past draft, and then a first-round pick for next year. And it is a 99% chance that it's the 101. So I gave up. So just a recap, I gave up the 101, Hollywood, a 2025 first. And I got A.J. Brown, Nico Collins, Brian Robinson, the 107, and the 101 next year.
You would not have made this deal if you weren't 1,000% certain you were getting the 101. Let's be honest. It's the 101 next year.
Completely agree. And that's why I was still going back and forth because you obviously never know what can happen in fantasy football. You really have no idea. But over his team later today, who is the worst team, unfortunately, in our league. So I was pretty confident that it should be his. If it's not, then I'm going to be very upset. But if it is, then I ended up giving up Bijan for AJ, Zay Flowers, and Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, I mean, it's just tough for you thinking the whole offseason you're getting the best player coming out of the draft since who the hell knows when. And
right.
A couple days before, nope, Bijan gets shipped on out. So.
Right. And then for some reason, I realized that I still had Tyler Allgeier. So I was like, hey, do you want your handcuff just to be safe? And I messaged him for it, and I got the 2-0. I got a second, and I gave him Allgeier in a later second, I believe.
So, I mean, that's a wash. That's smart for Riley to go ahead and get Allgeier.
Yeah, and, like, would I have played Allgeier? You know, maybe we'll see what happens throughout the season. He is currently the RB2 on the depth chart with Bijan number 3, so I think I got a steal.
You traded away a third-round running back. Good for you. Or yep. Third-string running back. Good for you.
Yep.
So we went over that trade. The next, these all went down within like 24 hours of each other during draft day, which is cool. I see on Sleeper Riley and Billy were the next trades, and it doesn't show the picks. So if you're on the app, go ahead and fill in the picks. But Riley got a 2023 first, which I believe was the 108.
108, yep.
And a 2024 third, which means nothing from Billy. And in return, Billy got Rondale Moore, 2023 second, and a 2024 second. So, I mean, it's just, I guess, Riley's been trying to ship off his shitty players like Nico Collins and Rondale Moore all offseason, and he finally offloaded them. But to me, this was just a bleh trade.
Yeah, I don't know why Billy did it. Like, I understand the 108, it ended up being Kendre Miller. You know, Billy has a lot of running backs, he doesn't really need another one, but he didn't really get anything good in return for it. So, for like the 108, I would have, you know, taken a chance on maybe one of those receivers, even if I would have been picking them early above their ADP. Maybe just Anthony Richardson. I know he does have a couple quarterbacks. Or just take Kendre Miller because your running backs are older. I thought it was really weird. And the fact that he didn't even get a first for it or even an early second, I mean, Riley definitely won the trade.
I mean, yeah, Riley needed running backs and he got 3 of them in this draft. So good for him.
Yeah.
Next trade was yours. Talk about it.
Yeah, so I had obviously I didn't end up getting Bijan, and I at the 107 I went with Zay over Kendre. So I needed a running back. The 3 that I had are Stevenson, Miles Sanders, and Brian Robinson. I like obviously 2 of them. That Stevenson ends up getting a running mate and sharing a backfield more. And I'm not saying that I'm, you know, winning this league by any means. You'll see in my rankings, they don't have me winning. But I just wanted to have another running back. So I reached out to him, who has a lot. And I ended up getting David Montgomery, 2024 third, and 2024 first. And I gave up Treylon Burks. I didn't love giving up Burks. I've loved him this whole offseason. Even when you had him, like I wasn't being a homer. But Burks isn't going to help me this year, and I, you know, if once you make the playoffs in fantasy, anything can happen. So I believe that Monty will probably help me more than Treylon, and again, I end up getting a first round pick out of it for next year, which now I have 5 for next year.
And he gave away the Chiefs wide receiver 1 and Justin Ross. Don't forget that.
I know I did give up Justin Ross. I mean, I'm believing the hype. When he added Justin Ross, I'm like, seriously, like I really don't want to give him up, but if that's what it took to get a first and Monty, I was like, that's fine.
For sure. And then the last trade that went down, Billy and Riley again. It's been the same 3 people this whole draft.
Yeah.
More bleh. As Riley got 2023 second, and he sent away another shitty receiver he's been trying to get rid of, Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Yeah, and it was the 208, and he drafted Charbonnet in the draft.
And which could be a freaking steal. And then a 2023 third, so... Riley, I mean, I don't think he won the Bijan trade, but you never know. Other than that, I think Riley's won most of his trades this offseason.
Yeah, and Zach Charbonnet fell. That was during the injury. You know, we didn't know anything really about it, just that he was out indefinitely. So people were just, like, afraid to take him. They're like, I'll just, you know, take other guys. So that's why he ended up falling. And then Riley said, screw it, I'll get one more running back. And again, you know, won the trade. He got Zach Charbonnet for a third rookie round pick and the wide receiver 3 on the Browns.
So with that being said, we both have the same person at number 10. So how I put this was, obviously, we went 10 through 1. It's a 10-man league, 10 being the worst, 1 being the best. And I put we'll break down their full roster. We start 9 in this league. And then I put riskiest starter and then a bench player game changer for each team.
Okay.
So we both have, unfortunately, Sutton death, Brendan Fitzgerald at the 10 spot. And, I mean, he's made – probably the most trades in this league out of anybody, but most of them have not worked out in his favor.
Yeah. Like he has guys that you can play and they'll get you points. Like he's not just throwing out complete trash, but he has no one that can be a top. I'll say 100% top 5. Cam Akers maybe squeaks in, but that's his best player this year. Is Cam Akers. You know, he has a QB5 and QB6 from last year in Geno and Kirk, and then his best receiver, Sutton. I mean, Sutton now will probably be more valuable with the injuries going on over there in Denver. But yeah, his team, it's just not there.
So yeah, let's read everyone's starting 9. We'll see if the listeners agree. So
right, you can go first.
We do 1 quarterback, 2 running back, 2 receiver, a tight end, and 3 flexes. It's a non-super flex league. So it's, his starting lineup is Geno Smith, Damian Harris, Cam Akers, Cortland Sutton, Rashad Bateman for his receivers, David Njoku, and then his 3 flex are Paris Campbell, Tyler Boyd, Jacoby Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Woof. So, I mean, riskiest starter I put for – it could have been anybody, but I just put Rashad Bateman just because he's always hurt. He just came off the pup. I mean, this Ravens offense, he could be the 3rd receiving option on a running offense.
4th receiving really... option with Mark Andrews.
Oh, true. Yeah. I mean, him and OBJ will go back and forth, but it's just not a great scenario he's found himself in 12 months after his startup. But and then bench player game changer. He doesn't really have many bench players, but I just put Jerick McKinnon just because of what he did weeks 12 through 17 last year. I mean, McKinnon very well could get less than 10 opportunities a game like he was getting, but if he makes the most of it, he'll find this starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, right, he does have Zeke, who, you know, Zeke could go somewhere and be very valuable for them. I did want to highlight, but, you know, Jeff Wilson, that Miami backfield, no one knows what's going to happen, but it's an electric offense. It's an electric run game, and Wilson could – you know, from time to time, have really good big weeks. I just wanted to talk about Wilson just a little bit because we really haven't, and we just don't know what to do with this Miami backfield.
No, I agree with that. I'm still assuming Dalvin Cook's going to go to Miami and just throw that whole thing through a loop.
Yeah, but that's fair.
He also does have Darius Slayton. I mean, in my opinion, he's the Giants wide receiver 1. Take that for what it's worth. But other than that, this bench is not great. And he also does not have a first until 2026. So
for now,
you have his first next year, and I have his first in 2025. We're both hoping for the 101s.
Yeah, well, especially what I had to give up to get him. I need that 101.
That would be rough.
Yeah, I'd probably cry and just quit the league.
Number 9, who you got?
We weren't high on him last year. He proved us somewhat wrong, but it's the same again for me. It's Colton.
It is Colton for me, too. I'm on among boys.
Yes, and yes. So I'll read through his starting. Yeah, he does have good guys, but
he does.
He has Patrick Mahomes, James Cook, Alvin Kamara, who obviously that'll get switched to DeAndre Swift. But, okay, so Patrick Mahomes, James Cook, DeAndre Swift, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DK Metcalf, Pat Freiermuth, Terry McLaurin, Ayuk, and then I'm assuming he's probably just going to put in Dalton Kincaid for his final flex spot.
Gross.
I mean, or Sky Moore, maybe.
No, I know. I agree with you. We both have him at 9. I mean, it's not a bad team by any means, but there's just no depth, and his 1-9 doesn't have the firepower that the other 8 teams ahead of him have. So,
but I mean, I do like James Cook, but we've never seen a running back produce for the Bills. He's not going to get the goal line work. Even if he did, that goal line work is going to be just taken from Josh Allen. So I do like James Cook, but there's a lot of what ifs if he doesn't pan out. And then obviously Kamara suspended for 3 games, and that's the RB by committee right now.
Right.
And same with DeAndre Swift. So his 3 only playable running backs all have tons of question marks, and none I just don't see having big upside with.
Yeah, I was going back and forth for riskiest starter between DeAndre Swift and Alvin Kamara. It was before the suspension came out, but
okay.
I did write Alvin Kamara just because they do have Jamal Williams and Kendra Miller. They had Kareem Hunt for about 6 hours, but
yeah, it didn't last long. Indy calls that get your ass over here.
Yeah, I think the ship has sailed for Colton trying to get any value off of Kamara trying to trade him. So he's just gonna have to ride this off into the sunset and see how long it lasts. But
yeah, I mean, like, and we've talked about it. Teams 2 through probably, I think, just 5. So 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5, I'd say, could really end up in any order. Like, there's not that big of differences in most of them, because he does have Amon-Ra, who should be very good. DK, maybe he sees a dip this year. Maybe Geno's not nearly as good, and they added JSN. Pat Freiermuth, they drafted a tight end. Terry McLaurin, QB's up is whack. And Ayuk, if Debo's healthy for the season, like, there's just so many and too many what ifs for his team that I wasn't confident to put him at, you know, higher. And he finished fourth, or he finished fifth last year. So it's not like it's 8 down to 2. It's, you know, 5-2.
For bench player game changer, I put John Mechie / Sky Moore. I think one of those 2 second year receivers could take that second job maybe into the wide receiver 24 through 30 range and be a solid flex option for him. But again, his depth just isn't there.
Yeah, I like Sky Moore. I mean, he has Kadarius Toney as well. So, like, who are you going to play that week? Yeah, I'll just go the easier answer because technically he is on his bench right now, even though he wouldn't be for injury. But for me, it's Dalton Kincaid. I've talked about 2 rookie tight ends this year. I do like him. But if you measure him against wide receivers, it's not going to be nearly as good.
Right. Oh man. So
I don't have myself here, but I'm not too far behind.
8 through 1. Yes, I did say 8 through 1. I truly could see anybody finishing as low as 8 or as high as 1. I put Billy as team 8. Sus.
I did as well.
Oh my god, we didn't even discuss this before. Okay.
No. And I mean, I had him at what, 2, like when our early rankings. I think I had him at 2 in our early rankings.
Yeah, I mean, he had a star started. He still does, but his lineup's just getting old. So it's Justin Fields, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Drake London, DJ Moore, Darren Waller, Nick Chubb, Mike Williams, and George Pickens to round out his 9. I wrote, for riskiest starter, I wrote George Pickens. You truly could put Justin Fields. I honestly wouldn't doubt you. I wouldn't blame it all, but I put George Pickens. I still think he's a wide receiver 2 on the shittiest offense in the AFC North. I don't trust Kenny Pickett at all. I think George Pickens, one game will have 20 points. Next game, he's going to goose. So
just don't trust any of his receivers. I mean, he has Drake London and DJ Moore, who are both wide receiver 1s on their team. But if we go from last year, which obviously, you know, the Bears are probably going to be throwing it more, but those 2 teams were the lowest and second lowest passing opportunity teams. And they have, you know, the Falcons have a quarterback who has not proven anything. Obviously, Fields has proven he can play in the league, but can he be consistent passing? And then Mike Williams, is he the wide receiver 2 or wide receiver 3 now? And including Austin Eckler, you obviously hit on George Pickens. His running backs are what's really saving him from being the second worst team.
I think so too. I was going back and forth between him and Colton. I know I talked him up a little bit, but earlier in the year, but just looking at everybody else's roster, it's just not there.
Him and the fourth place is where I was going really back and forth on. I think third and fourth are more closer than three and two.
And he has some decent bench players. For bench player game changer, I put Alexander Mattison just for the upside now in Minnesota. But, Dalvin Cook, he's going to sign somewhere before the season starts. He's got Cook, Madison. He's got still got Darnell Mooney, Treylon Burks on the bench. Who knows if Justin Ross can do anything? Jameson Williams suspended for six games, but he's got a decent bench.
Yeah, he does have a deep bench, and if Fields isn't in it, he has Watson, he has Stafford, and Bryce Young, and Trey Lance. But he has, if there's an injury to his quarterback, he's not hurting like a lot of teams could be. Obviously, same thing as running back, he's not hurting. But Darren Waller, I do like Darren Waller a lot. I have him in our other dynasty. I think he could be anywhere from tight end two to tight end six, but. If he's just a tight end six, then that's obviously just really going to hurt his team.
I think his floor is more like tight end 10, but getting a top 10 tight end.
Okay.
Number seven, I have people in Paris.
Jigba's in Paris.
Who do you got at seven?
I had Kriegs.
Okay. So this is where we differ. So let's talk.
My team's next. So.
Okay, well, let's start with Kriegs. Let's start with Kriegs. It's interchangeable six and seven here. Because I have Kyler Phil and Club at seven or at six. So,
okay, Kriegs. So we flopped Kriegs and myself.
Yeah, so Kriegs, okay. He has Jalen Hurts, Damian Pierce, James Conner, two iffy running backs, Stephon Diggs, Jerry Jeudy, Mark Andrews, Pittman, Lockett, Evans. I mean, last year, Kriegs and Riley were always the top dogs.
Yep.
But now, I mean, looking at aging Lockett, aging Evans, shittier running backs compared to most teams. There's a lot of question marks on Kriegs' team.
Yeah, and I've said this to you. He could have one tight end one and QB one with Diggs, Hurts, and Andrews. But again, I've never been high on Pierce this whole offseason. Connor, I am high on, but I have him in our other league. But it's the play both sides, obviously. If the Cardinals are bad, which they're supposed to be, running backs usually don't produce on bad teams because they're down more, so they're throwing the ball more. James Conner can catch the ball, so it does help. But, you bring up Jerry Jeudy, who had a good season, but is this Broncos team going to step it up like they are projected to? They were projected to be great last year, and they stunk up the bed. Michael Pittman, I don't think, can be running back or quarterback, and that quarterback does throw the ball. And then Mike Evans with the iffy QB situation. Like, I like these guys for more in redrafts, but I don't.
For sure.
But not as, like, a starting lineup. But, again, Kriegs could end up as the eighth best. He finished eighth last year after the playoffs. He finished with the best record. So he still could get back up there. But just right now I have him and I, very close.
For riskiest starter, I put Damian Pierce for obvious.
Yeah.
A late drafted running back on a shitty offense. I think Pierce will be a thing of the past in 2 years.
And they brought on a running back in the free agency and a well-named running back.
Right. And then his bench player game changer, I put Tank Bigsby. There wasn't much to choose from, but he could be the pass catching back, the goal line, third down work in Jacksonville, and I think he maybe gets 40-45% of snaps. So,
yeah,
watch out for Tank Bigsby.
He does have Juju and Pacheco on his team. Pacheco, I just don't see. I view him and Pierce very similar, where they don't do anything. Like, they don't catch the ball at all. But Pacheco's at least on a higher scoring, more opportunity touchdown offense. But you just never know with Chiefs running backs.
Right.
And he's a seventh round draft pick.
I just got a trade offer from Nick Dodge in our other league. Rashad White for Drake London straight up. And I said, Jesus. Hell no.
Jesus.
Anyways.
All right. So let's go to Injigba's in Paris. I had them at six. You had me at seventh, correct?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So, yeah, I have Joe Burrow, Ramondre Stevenson, Miles Sanders, A.J. Brown, Christian Kirk, Sam Laporta, JSN, Montgomery, and to round out my starting lineup, Addison, Jordan Addison.
So, yeah, go for it. I just want to know how you feel about your team.
Yeah, I mean, I at this moment, and again, if the Patriots sign a good running back, I will probably drop myself down to 8th or maybe even 9th, just because I think Ramondre Stevenson has RB5 upside at this moment. But if that changes, then he could be the RB14, and that's a huge difference.
Right, and there's a lot of hype around Sanders too, but we don't know if he's going to be a top 10 guy or not.
Right, you know, and so I do feel that I do have the better running back, Hamilton and Kriegs, obviously not Billy, but I believe I have the better wide receivers between Billy from Billy. So that's why I kind of bumped myself up. And I do have bench players that I look forward to playing, Jahan Dotson, Zay Flowers, and Brian Robinson. And then I do have Anthony Richardson if Burrow obviously doesn't start right away, or Ryan Tannehill, but whatever. I don't see myself playing for a championship, but again, you know, you really never know what can happen. You know, if you make the playoffs and if your team has a really nice play, your players have a schedule, and you know, AJ Brown is playing, who was a terrible defense last year. The Bears had a really bad defense. I don't know if that's true, but he gets played then. Miles Sanders gets to play the Lions on, you know, championship week. That's all it takes.
I mean, right. Yeah. I was 5-7 with two weeks to go. And I snuck into the playoffs at 7-7, and you know, team gets hot at the right time. You really never know.
Yeah. So, like, again, you know, I see myself being still at that bottom, maybe flirting for the playoffs. You never know what can happen. And I think my riskiest starter, I mean, there's a layup, obviously, with Sam Laporta.
Yeah.
But for a non-layup, I'm going to say Miles Sanders, just because they're not going to sign a running back. For Ramondre, there's a chance that they will, but it's Miles Sanders. It's a team with a rookie quarterback. We know that they don't dump off the ball to them. Usually those rookie quarterback teams don't win ball games. And we just said we don't like running backs on teams that don't win. So I do think Miles is my highest risk, but highest reward as well. I could see him being an RB12, maybe RB10, but if it's a bad offense, RB24.
For sure. I took the layup in Sam Laporta, the rookie tight end.
Yep.
And then bench player game changer, I put Zay Flowers. I think by the end of the year, he's for sure going to be the Ravens' wide receiver one. Not the highest, not the best target, but wide receiver one. And, you know, going forward in a dynasty league, this is a solid player.
Yeah, I like Zay a lot. He's not starting for me at this moment. Again, I might put him in over JSN. But, I mean, that's just going to be something I had to battle with everyone. I just gotta obviously follow the trends and see what's going on.
Number 5, Cooper's Troopers.
Whoa, I'm surprised you have him that low. So do I.
Whoa, all right. So
they're on Nick's team than you have. That's why I was surprised. And again, this is a playoff team. So, like, we're not saying, Nick, if you're listening, we're not saying your team's trash. Like,
right.
It's the top 5, any of them could win this thing. I would not bat an eye.
100%. So his starting lineup is Herbert and Eckler, Travis Etienne, Cooper Kupp, Debo Samuel, Gross, TJ Hockenson, Breece Hall, Deontay Johnson, and Amari Cooper. I put him this low because, you know, there's questions around Cooper Kupp now. There's questions around Breece Hall, how fast he's going to, you know, get installed in this offense.
Debo's always hurt.
We both hate Debo. It's just, it's really tough once you have question marks next to 3 or more names in your starting 9. Once we read off these other 4 teams, it's just, again, don't hear what I'm not saying. If Nick wins, I wouldn't be surprised at all, but 1 through 9, there's some question marks.
There are. And, you know, I love Justin Herbert. Not really much to talk about. And, you know, obviously Austin Eckler is going to be a dog, but
top 3 running back confirmed.
I could see him being like 5 through 7 just because his touchdown regression, it has to happen at some point. He's another year older. They brought on Quentin Johnston. And so those targets could go from 120 to 80. Like, that's 40 less targets, you know, technically, you know, 40 less catches. But, like, I don't see Eckler being as great the past 2 years. Etienne, I'm not the highest on. But I mean, like, again, he could easily win it and then you talk about injuries that you are comfortable playing with. And he has guys that are injured right now. And if got known to be injury guys in their career.
Right. So riskiest starter, if you know anything about us, it's Deebo Samuel. Even though he's got two guys that are technically hurt right now in Kupp and Hall, it's Deebo Samuel. He's some games he's going to be the fourth target on an offense that's going to throw 20 to 25 times a game. He's just going to be super inconsistent. And then the bench player game changer, I wrote Jonathan Mingo / Rashee Rice. One of those two guys is going to make a rookie jump when they got drafted in the second round of rookie drafts, and I think he'll be happy with one of those two. I could see a flex starter by the end of the year.
Yeah, I believe the stat was, I'm pissed I don't have it in front of me, but I think there's only been, since 2004, I believe, there's only been six rookie quarterbacks that have produced a top 12. So there's your answer. That Mingo is a rookie receiver.
So there's your answer right there.
So yeah, I would go if I would go. It's gonna boom. Give me the guy who has the best quarterback in the league right now.
Rice from on the sleeper app in full PPR weeks four on. He's projected double digit fantasy points in every game. So
yeah,
they must know something we don't, because that right wide receiver room is crowded.
It's very crowded. You know, they say that it takes a year to acclimate. That's why Sky Moore is getting a bump this year. But I mean, they drafted him after having Tony and Sky Moore, so they obviously like him a lot. And you know, I could see him just being that guy.
So we've only differed from one spot with one team so far. Who you got it for?
I have at this moment.
Okay, I have Jake Ryko, but I have Jack at three.
Okay, I have Jack just because, I mean, here's a starting lineup. Pollard, A.J. Dillon, Jamar Chase, Davante Adams, Dalton Schultz, Chris Olave, D-Hop, and Christian Watson.
I see two gaping holes in Dillon and Schultz, but other than that, dude.
And that's why I said at this moment, he does have J.K. Dobbins on his IR right now. And that's the biggest thing. If Dobbins is healthy and plays 17 games, Jack's number one for me. But because he's not, and his other backup running backs are just okay. They're not even okay. I mean, it's Gibson who's actually okay, but White, P. Ryan, Mostert, Evans, Abanikanda, like he has to trust AJ Dillon, who just hasn't been able to prove it, and who has a far better running back ahead of him on that team. So that's my only hiccup on Jack's team. But if we start the season and J.K. Dobbins, you know, there's rumors that the contract's out there for him. He has to sign it. If J.K. Dobbins comes back, I probably would put Jack at first place right now.
So my picks for him go hand in hand. His riskiest starter is A.J. Dillon, and his bench player game changer is Antonio Gibson. I don't know if he's a homer and he wants A.J. Dillon in his lineup, or if he truly believes in him, but Gibson, even though he's not the starter, neither is Dillon. Gibson's going to be Gibson's going to be the pass catching back in this offense. And the Packers offense should be better than the Commanders, but you don't know how involved Dillon's going to be or how involved Gibson's going to be. But
right.
After last year where Dillon was supposed to be getting all the hype, he was getting all the hype, was supposed to, you know, take the reins and he didn't. I just don't really trust him in any format.
No, I mean, and Gibson technically is projected more points right now. They are playing Arizona week one, so maybe if Dobbins isn't back, that's a quick pivot for Jack. I mean, Packers are playing Bears. You know, if you go, you know, obviously the Bears this last year were not a good defense at all. So, yeah, I mean, Dalton Schultz, I think he'll be okay. He does have Tyler Higbee, who we've talked about for late round guys. He has Jake Ferguson, who's a tight end one in Dallas. So, like, none of his tight ends are great, but they all could just be serviceable and be fine.
Jack, if you're listening, keep A.J. Dillon in your lineup for week one.
Do you play? Oh, you do play in week one.
I do. It's going to be a good matchup.
It is going to be a good matchup.
So I have Jake 4, and do you have Jake 3?
I do not. Oh, I have the defending champion at 3.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Jake. Let's talk about Jake first.
Yeah.
He's got his starting nine is Rodgers, Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins, Travis Kelce, Keenan Allen, Aaron Jones, and George Kittle. I don't know how many games Jonathan Taylor's playing this year. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers, he's going to be good for the Jets. I don't know how fantasy relevant he's going to be. I mean, Aaron Jones should be good. I don't know. Again, is he going to be in top 12 back like he's been the past 4 years, or is he going to regress? Keenan Allen, same thing. They brought on QJ. He's going to be more involved in the offense. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a, I put Jake as a top four team, but let's hear why you obviously have him one or two.
I have him one. I just think, I mean, even if Jonathan Taylor is out, even though I don't think that's what's going to happen, his is not an injury, more like Dobbins, what we've heard at least, is a contract injury. His is strictly contract. I do see him playing this year, but if he doesn't, he still has Rashad White to start over him. Who I am really high on Rashad White this year. Obviously, you just had an opportunity on him in a trade, but you smartly turn it down. But he can put White in over Taylor, and he still doesn't have a hole in his team. Like, I guess you can say Aaron Rodgers, but he had Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson last year, and he still made it to the championship. So I just think and he had JT injured last year, still made the championship with White not even playing. So I just see him having Derrick Henry, top four running back. Tyreek Hill, top four wide receiver. Kelsey, top two tight end. Keenan Allen, we saw when he came back, just dominated targets. I don't think he's going to be seeing 15 targets a game, but he's going to see 10 targets a game in that high-power offense and scoring opportunities. I like Jake's team a lot. It's a very win-now team, and he still does have young pieces to, I guess, Higgins mainly. But I could see Jake just still being a force, you know, still being a good team even next year. But I think Jake's the best team right now.
All right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I put risky starter Jonathan Taylor just because the whole situation going on, and bench player game changer is Rashad White. So
Other than that, his bench is completely trash.
I was gonna say that was a layup because there's nobody else, but
yeah, there's literally no one.
All right, so we have spots two. Well, I have spots two and one left, and you have spots three and two left.
Three and two, yes. So I have you at three, technically, but we started with Jake. So I have you at three.
Yeah.
And this is just, you can read your starting lineup if you want.
Yeah, I have myself at two, so I didn't put myself one. I have Lamar Jackson, Najee, Jahmyr Gibbs, CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson, Kyle Pitts, Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith, and Ken Walker to round out my starting nine.
Yeah, so just my biggest thing is just the running backs. I mean, I do like Najee this year. I think he can be a top 10, but, you know, we've talked about it. He just wasn't good. He was good towards the end of the year, but is this offense going to score more or is it not? That's the biggest thing. Jahmyr Gibbs, I like him as a dynasty value, but just your RB2, never seeing a game yet, and he's mainly just as a pass. He's probably going to drop like 18 points week one because it's going to be a 50-52 game against the Chiefs.
For sure.
But then just again, Ken Walker is already banged up. He was banged up last year, and they brought in Zach Charbonnet. And then is Javonte Williams. Obviously he is doing great in his recovery time, but what is he actually going to be like when it's time to play? So that's the only reason why I didn't have you at two or one is just your running backs. I mean, Gibbs, if he's just not catching the ball, he's not going to score touchdowns. Najee, you know, bad offensive line that they made moves to be better, but two of those moves are rookie offensive lineman and a slash tight end. And then of course just Lamar, if he gets hurt, obviously I hope not. He's in my dynasty in the other league, but yeah, it was just the running backs for me.
Yeah. My riskiest starter, I put Kyle Pitts just cause he's coming off.
And that too. Yeah. Anything we say about Drake London, just know that it's the same exact thing for Kyle Pitts.
Right. He's still super young, still super talented, but the situation's just not the greatest.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think there's any worry about Waddle, but in those games that Tua was out, it was complete trash. So again, that's if another player, that's if his quarterback gets hurt, it has nothing to do with him.
Right. Then the bench player game changer, I put Javonte just because I don't know who my solid running back two is going to be this year.
Javonte, right.
I mean, reports have been nothing but good. He plans on playing week one at this point. So,
yeah, and you do still have good other guys on the bench with QJ and Romeo Doubs, who I'm high on, and Elijah Moore, who I really like too.
Right.
And, you know, Cooper Kupp's injured, Van Jefferson. So, like, you do have a really good bench as well.
All right. So your number two and my number one is two and
Riley
and Bijan. Riley Peck. Yes.
So he's my two. He's got Josh Allen, Bijan, Josh Jacobs, Jefferson, Ridley, Goddard, Mixon, and Godwin and Hollywood. I just think his weakest spot is Calvin Ridley. And that's really it. And Calvin Ridley could be the wide receiver 12 this year. That's his only weakness. And so, you know, that's why he was my two, him and Jake were one and two. I just, for some reason, I just like Jake's team better. Maybe it's just the Kelsey effect that he does. But, I mean, he just doesn't really have a lot of holes in his team. You really can't say much about it. If Josh Jacobs doesn't play this year, then he might be in for – drops down to, you know, the fourth best team, maybe, or maybe the fifth. Maybe he drops out, Jack and Colton move up. Or Jack and Nick move up.
Yeah, I put Riley – so riskiest starter was Ridley. I agree with you on Ridley, but I put Riley at one just because I looked at every lineup and asked myself, who can I see putting up 140 to 150 points every single week? And Riley's team could easily do that over anybody else's. So
just I just think Jake does. I mean, again, there's no right or wrong answer. I had – these are your two or three and one and my two and one.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, this just top to bottom. Now, Mixon was the biggest question mark 3 months ago, but now he's locked and loaded as another top 12 back. It's just, there's just no holes in this lineup, which is scary.
I play him week one. I'm hoping for a big upset.
That could be huge. And then I put bench player game changer. It's his two rookie running backs, Charbonnet or Kendre Miller. I mean, Kendre, he could both of these guys could be the lead backs by the end of the year. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's really it that he has to offer on his bench. He obviously he's traded away. You know, okay, I think Nico Collins and Brian Robinson are good bench players. He's a rookie running back. So, yeah, I agree. I'm higher still on Brandon Cooks. I think he can maybe make a difference being in the wide receiver two on this team. And he's projected 11.5 in week one. So, yeah.
We shall see. But, yeah, 10 through 1 for the most part. I mean, there's a couple spots different, but we pretty much feel the same on most of these teams here.
Yeah, and that means that I would end up 101, the 103, the 1 – oh, God, now I'm – 101. God, who's first do I have now this year? I don't even know.
Bro has so many firsts, he can't even keep track.
I know. So I'd have the – so Fitz – Billy. So I'd have the 101, 103, 105, 106. I think that's right.
Well, that's scary. anyways, next couple weeks here, we'll get one more mock draft in for people who are drafting mid to late August, and then it's my guys' time. I've been thinking who I wanted to do for my guys for a while now, so I have most of them.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't think my guys were – hit last year, so I'm hoping to have a bounce back season.
Yeah, I don't even remember who mine were, to be honest, but
I don't either, and that's okay because I don't think mine are that good.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at The Kneel Down, and we will talk to you guys next week.
See you next week.